Hidden in a corner of the county, a small building is filled to the brim with dancers, ranging from small children to those in their early 20s. The hubbub resonating through the hallway is the chatter of excited young ladies in white leotards, hair in buns, preparing for their last rehearsal before setting off to perform at the prestigious Regional Dance America in Washington State.
I just think going to RDA's, I look at it as a professional, like, it's getting me prepared for what the professional dance world is like, so I take it, like, very seriously, and I think it's just exciting, and we get to meet new people and, like, meet other people that we can hopefully be dancing with in the future.
At RDA, students will be auditioning for dance companies and scholarships, performing among peers and taking dance classes. One of the students going on the trip is Karina Gresham, an 18-year-old who has been dancing for about 16 years.
For me, it's just a way for me to really express myself. It's hard for me to, like, talk to people and really, like, get to know people. And when I'm dancing, it's just, like, my kind of, like, escape. And I can just really be myself. And I have, like, true passion for it. And that's what I really want to do for my future. And I love it. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
22-year-old Brooke Franson is one of the older dancers in the academy. She began ballet at the age of 4 and hopes to gain a new perspective at Regional Dance America.
Having opportunities, basically, to take classes from amazing people, amazing ballet dancers, legends, you know, other points of views from other people.
Franson is also trying her hand at choreography.
I started choreographing because, for me, I can show things better than I can speak sometimes on how I feel about things. So it's my outlet, my way of portraying what I want to say to the world sometimes. I hope that you, by watching it, can kind of figure it out. But for me personally, it's supposed to be about my cousin and his trials in life. He's autistic, so it was just, you know, my family figuring out how to deal with it and, you know, being happy for him and just that kind of stuff.
Artistic director Kathleen Sinclair walks through the hall and holds the door open to the studio for the dancers. Walking into the studio, the floor at first appears to have an interesting circular pattern. But as the dancers get into position, the music starts and they begin to move. It becomes obvious that the pattern is actually the result of years of dancers' feet waxing the surface. The first piece is roughly 14 minutes long, called All That Is, choreographed by Joseph Jeffries, one of the Ballet Yuma's alumni. It is the main performance piece for the regular concerts at the festival. Most of the dancers are wearing long black skirts, and Franson wears a red one. Franson and another dancer interact as they dance, showing what seems sometimes to be affection, and other times jealousy. Dancers intermittently trade skirts, drop to the floor, or desperately point up towards the ceiling. At the end of the dance, the other main dancer removes the red skirt and throws it over her head, landing in a heap of material. Sinclair and Emma Kong, the assistant director, both give constructive criticism on the performance.
I think you were really pushing in the beginning.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, remember, never go out full blast, because if you go out full blast, you can't feel yourself.
The second, shorter piece is choreographed by Brooke Franson. As the piece starts, dancer Alyssa Myers begins running happily around a group, grinning, and Karina Gresham is following her. At first, the dance seems lighthearted, but as it progresses, the dancers show anxious faces. The mood seems to turn completely as all the dancers fall to the ground and slap their hands against the floor. Now it seems more as if Myers is running from something rather than playfully frolicking. She often sits down and pantomimes as if to remove something unseen from her back, heaving for breath. Artistic director Kathleen Sinclair says a piece means something different to each person, and Franson's reminds her of a loss of innocence.
When I first saw the ballet, it was very much, I felt it was about innocence and a little bit loss of it, but then a regaining. And sometimes it's hard to put things in words. It's just, you just feel it from the inside, and that's what dance is about. Dance is being able to explain things that you can't explain with words.
The first piece, All That is also subject to personal interpretation.
Everybody who has seen it asks me what it means or what was that ballet about, and it's not, the choreographer gave no story. There is no intent behind it. I think each person, and people always say, oh, I know nothing about ballet, so I don't really know. No, each person who's sitting in the audience, that is a piece of art, and it's going to affect each person in a different way depending where they are in their life at that point in time when they see the ballet.
After the rehearsal, Emma M.K. Kong, the assistant director for Ballet Yuma, sits outside and shares her interpretation of All That Is.
It's hard to put into words. I look at it as in almost a try living in my shoes type of thing. She starts out without having a skirt, and what the skirt symbolizes, it could be something entirely different for every different person. But she doesn't have the skirt, and then she ends up getting the skirt, and she has the skirt, and at the end realizes she didn't want the skirt at all. But it's kind of like at the end, the thing that she wanted the most, she doesn't need.
Kong began at Ballet Yuma as a student, and now her daughter is a student here too. She says she enrolled her daughter because of what ballet has done for her life and what she hopes it will do for her students also.
If I wouldn't have had ballet in my life growing up, I don't know where I would have been. I don't know where I would have been. The discipline you learn, the responsibility, all those things, that's things I hope for our girls. And it doesn't matter. I mean, maybe a couple might be a professional. I mean, we have professional dancers that have grown up through us. But that's not what I want for our girls. I want them to go off and become adults and have that discipline and have that responsibility and that respect.
Sitting on a bench in the middle of the county, surrounded by dirt roads, it seems surprising that Sinclair and her husband, John Cristofori, call Ballet Yuma one of the top ballet academies in the country. The school has produced numerous professional dancers in a highly competitive field and participates in prestigious events such as Regional Dance America, a festival that only admits the best dance schools in the country. Yet one of the Academy's numerous alumni, Keely Meisenheimer, says no one in Yuma really seems to know about any of that.
It's funny because when I danced there, we would jokingly call ourselves Yuma's best kept secret.
Meisenheimer is a dancer who now works professionally in Missouri. She is a third generation Yuman who didn't initially plan to dance professionally, but the Yuma Ballet Company afforded her the dance education to do just that.
I actually didn't see it as a very, like, practical career option. Even when I was in high school, I didn't really think about it. The dance world is really small and very competitive. And then I went to college. I got a BFA in graphic design, and I also got a BA in dance. I loved it so much, and so I finally decided that now was the time in my life that if I was going to dance, I needed to do it now. And why not take that leap of faith, kind of, and do it?
Ballet Yuma was where she began as a child. She says the academy taught her things that went far beyond simple technique. It taught her principles.
You learn not only how to dance, but you learn how to be disciplined as a person, responsible, accountable, different things like that. They have such a great knowledge and training system that they set you up really well to be able to enter the professional world if you want to. Technique-wise, artistry-wise, maturity-wise.
There are many students at Ballet Yuma who would love to be in Meisenheimer's slippers. 16-year-old Alyssa Myers, who performed in Franzen's piece, has been dancing for 14 years. Like many of her peers, Myers hopes to dance professionally, and this trip to Regional Dance America could help with that dream.
It is really exciting to go and perform in front of so many people and people who are well-known and things like that, just because, you know, you don't know what they're going to think of you, and it's just really exciting to find out, you know, what they say and what the feedback that they can give.
It's part of the reason why these students are so excited for RDA. Not only is this an opportunity to perform, but it could also possibly get them into dance companies and earn scholarships. Tiffany Velasquez recently got accepted into a dance school at Utah Valley University. At 18, she has been in ballet for 6 years, and to her, dance is something like a language.
Like me personally, I'm kind of a shy person around people until like people get to know me, and I just feel like everybody can see who I am when I dance.
Yuma Ballet Academy is about teaching this language, along with the discipline required to speak it. The school, which is approaching its 20th anniversary, considers itself something of a gem in the desert, often unnoticed by even longtime residents of the area. But out here in the county, Ballet Yuma is helping youth reach professional goals and learn values to stay with them each for a lifetime. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett.